Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Amazon breaks records again. Profits soar to new heights. The tally for the quarter tops $2 billion for the very first time. Look at where it stands after it takes another victory lap. But first, these tech headlines. Twitter said its number of monthly users dropped in the second quarter and could continue to fall as it purges fake accounts, illustrating the challenges social media companies face in trying to clean up their platforms. Friday, the company's shares slid more than 15% in early morning trading. The report came a day after Facebook stock plunged following the company's own admission of slowing growth. Twitter said the number of monthly active users worldwide fell by 1 million from 3 months ago to 335 million, the first drop since the second quarter of 2017. So which companies will dominate the electric car market? According to Heard on the Street, few profits and lots of new competition makes finding a winner in this game impossible. Sales data tell one story. China's BYD and BAIC are in the lead, followed by Tesla and BMW. Heard on the Street says the dominant player could be the company that figures out how to sell a mass-market electric car at a profit. Read more at WSJ.com/heard. So China's response to the failed Qualcomm NXP deal? Don't blame us. Chinese antitrust regulators weighed in on the busted acquisition of Dutch chipmaker NXP Semiconductors with their own statement. Its State Administration for Market Regulation said Qualcomm's latest proposal failed to address competition concerns and said, quote, Qualcomm and NXP decided to abandon the deal as the deadline the two parties agreed upon expired. In its statement, China's antitrust authority said it treats companies of home and abroad on an equal footing and will ensure fair competition for all. Coming up, Amazon continues to break records. This time, it tops $2 billion. Where it stands amid a rough time for tech. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens writes, Amazon's profit topped $2 billion for the first time, powered by the company's newer services that are proving to usher the online retail giant into an era of swelling profitability. Nowhere to go but up, it seems. Let's get the latest. Joining us now from our San Francisco bureau with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So it was a huge tech earnings week last week. Amazon was at the forefront of some of the chatter. Facebook was also, you know, talked about. Let's reset and talk about where Amazon stands after its latest report. It, you know, has a reputation for breaking records at this point. This time it topped $2 billion for the first time. That's a big deal. What helped drive it to that victory?
Amazon said that a lot of this is a result of a lot of heavy investments last year that are really starting to pay off, plus a lot of growth in some of the segments that aren't its traditional, typical retail business. It is now a very large provider of cloud services through its Amazon Web Services business. It also offers sellers that sell on its platform through its marketplace a lot of different services, which end up being a lot more profitable than selling goods itself. And then it also has advertising, which is a newer business for it that's starting to really take off. So between those factors, it's definitely an interesting time for Amazon.
Yeah, and it's all playing into the master plan, right? Because strategy-wise, Amazon has shifted course throughout the years. It used to have more of a rep for a certain amount of losses and spending. So where has its focus been these days, and has that, you know, been making the difference?
I talked to some investors, and they do feel like Amazon's paying a little bit more attention now to what investors are looking for in a company. You know, they're not a baby company anymore. They've been around for more than two decades at this point.
Right.
So it's something where Jeff Bezos still, of course, has been very vocal on the fact that he's definitely all about the long term. So they're really reinvesting. And I mean, you just look at this. I mean, they made about $2.5 billion off of about $53 billion in revenue. So it's still a very small fraction of what they're actually doing. It was the highest operating margin in years, though, for them, 5.6%. So definitely a bit of a shift in strategy for them, but they're still pretty heavily investing.
Right. And like I alluded to earlier, Facebook kind of had a cloud over it last week. It hasn't been the greatest PR-wise. Last week, it was a bad market week, some calling it the worst day ever, most calling it that all. But so, you know, that is to say Amazon isn't suffering those kinds of blows, which they're happy about, I'm sure. But what's sticking out as the biggest challenges that it'll have on its hands in the nearest future?
It was interesting. Facebook's results did actually impact Amazon. Their shares went down a little bit based on that news, but rose back up after they reported such good earnings. There's definitely a big cloud hanging over tech generally because they all have had this incredible growth. They've been growing at rapid paces, banking on a lot of different things, including, you know, a lack of observancy among consumers about how much privacy means to them. So as Europe and other places start to crack down a little bit on privacy, that is starting to have an effect on at least Facebook at this point. And then with Amazon, they're looking at President Donald Trump having tweeted about them frequently and kind of hinting that he's looking at some antitrust aspects of what they're doing, plus definitely right. threatening them on the U.S. Postal Service, which is a huge delivery provider for them. He doesn't think that they're charging them enough, which is definitely something that I've written a lot of articles about because there's definitely two pieces of that puzzle on how much they're charging. But yeah, it's definitely something that's concerning and has sent Amazon stocks down on occasion as the president has tweeted about them, causing some concern.
So, you know, big picture, Amazon obviously does a lot of business. One of them, and you mentioned earlier, it's Amazon Web Services. That's proving to be, it seems like that's proving to be pretty important in this new digitized era we're always shifting into. How big of a moneymaker is that, and will that continue to kind of help drive it home for Amazon?
Right. That's definitely a huge moneymaker for them. It's a lower revenue business, but it brings in huge profit. So last year, it actually attributed almost all of their operating income was because of this cloud services business. And for those of us who don't fully understand what that means, it's, you know, you go on a website these days and it's probably powered by a cloud provider like Amazon. And it's basically they built all these data servers around the world and you can kind of rent out that computing power as you need it and not have to build it yourselves. So that's really the offering that they're making. They've attached a lot of services to that too. And so it's become a very popular tech solution for a lot of companies out there. But Microsoft and Google have developed their own versions. There's other competitors in the space. So it remains to be seen how much room for growth Amazon really has there. But they have seen 3 quarters in a row of increasing growth. So it'll be interesting to see how they bank on that.
It's a good note to leave it on. Laura, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens covers Amazon for the Journal. Check out the latest at WSJ.com. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.